It's in there somewhere. Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, on a gorgeous winter morning. It is absolutely beautiful out there, particularly if you're looking at it from the inside out. If you're on the outside, it's still flat out chilly. The optimism that the polar vortex would be gone Thursday I guess it was Mark Twain who was fond of saying that the reports of his death were highly exaggerated. The polar vortex still with us, at least for a few more hours. If I understand right, the weather report says this afternoon we should be in the 30s at the Hacienda this morning. It was 3 below when I left, which was actually not bad. Come on. It's a couple days ago, it was 6, 7, 8 below. It is warming up. And it is February. Ridiculous. 10 seconds ago, January 1st, and here we are in February. And we welcome you to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know that sometimes Gene starts prattling. And then he finally starts focusing in on what's really important, which is you. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We think you're going to find that any part of the next couple of hours you can spend with us could be very, very helpful, could be very, very useful, could be very, very profitable, could be. If we zone in on exactly what you need this morning, which is a answer to your question, not general information, let's talk about the State of the Union. That'll come up on Tuesday. Let's talk about your state of your financial union and how we might best improve that. And we give you a number of ways that you can join us and do exactly that. The most traditional, old school, and works really, really well is give us a call, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. If you have questions about investing, saving for college, saving for that first house, saving for retirement, of course. You can send us an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And if you have questions about income tax issues, we have a holdover question from last week on an income tax issue. It's a question from Betty. We're going to answer that here momentarily. If you've got questions about deductions and exemptions and 401ks and Roth IRAs, then gene@askmtm.com works very well. And, of course, if you are further afield or if someone you care about is further afield and you'd like them to be able to join us, they may use our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. morethanmoneyonline.com, and hit the listen live button. You get the entire show, and that's through the miracles of modern technology and iHeartMedia. And if you have a question, hit the Ask Gene button, and it comes directly to me, to my smartphone, Maxwell smartphone. Yeah, some days we do feel like we're in the cone of silence, don't we? We're broadcasting. Ain't nobody responding. So if you would like to join us this morning, we would welcome that. You're not part of our show. You are the heart of our show. We are very different than the other financial shows that you're going to bump into on radio these days, where they spend half an hour, or longer, haranguing you about something that they're so proud of they won't even tell you what it is. Just simply begging you every 3.5 minutes, call this number now, call this number now, call this number now. Ay, ay, ay. We are live because some days I wonder, we're live because that allows us to respond in the moment, in real time, to your needs and your concerns. It allows us to adjust our agenda instantaneously to your needs and your concerns. And to be perfectly blunt, since it's really all about Gene, it's way more fun. It's just flat out way more fun to have conversations with you in the real in the moment, in real time, and to be as helpful as we possibly can. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Let me run through a couple housekeeping items, hopefully in the 9 o'clock hour. We have a special guest, Kagan Morris of Ash Brokerage, who will be giving us some information about fixed indexed annuities, one of the topics most popular on these competitive radio shows, who are so proud they don't mention the name of the product. It's an annuity. It's a fixed indexed annuity. And it's a tool. It's a financial tool. Can be fabulous, can be dreadful, like any other financial tool. Chainsaws, they can be great or not. So Kagan Morris in the 9 o'clock hour, if you've wondered about some of these radio shows you've been hearing and, you know, what's really the truth behind some of that stuff, I think you're going to find that interview very, very interesting. Kagan is a fine young man. I've known him for a number of years. I really appreciate his supporting us this morning. The markets, woo, nice again. 6 weeks in a row, positive. January was a very, very good month. Last week of December was good. January was good. February starting out, February 1st was just fine. So if you've got questions about the markets, 610-720-7900. Tax prep, lots of you are already in the mix. We're already seeing lots of folks come through the office dropping off their packages. If I understand correctly, we're running about a 90-95% response rate in terms of folks who are responding. There's certain paperwork they've got to complete. Wow, that was a lot of work to get to complete and drop off their packages. And we're already turning those into completed returns, and we're very excited about that. If you're a More Than Money tax client, we've sent out a couple different super important emails. Hopefully you got those. If not, let me know it by sending me an email, gene@askmtm.com, and we'll get that to you. I want to thank everybody in our audience for your prayers for last Saturday's post-show. My family and I attended a funeral of a young man, 17, who sadly took his own life, and was crushing. The attendance at the funeral was overwhelming. Thank God, the family, each mom and dad and his sister spoke. Very moving. And people of strong faith, which is my guess at this point, the only thing getting them through. But your prayers were very much appreciated and felt when you see three people, especially a young girl, 19 years old, going through what no one should go through. No one should go through. And yet doing it with dignity and doing it with love and doing it with compassion, you know that prayers are influencing them and strengthening them and guiding them. So I wanted to thank all of you for that. Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow. No, did not see a shadow. Sorry. Which means early spring. Okay, I guess we'll find out. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Last week, a very nice lady, Betty, called in to ask if on the 2008 tax return, if the floor for medical expenses is still 7.5%. And Sue in our office assures me that it is. So hopefully Betty is listening. We promised her that we'd answer in this week's show, and indeed we are. So if you, like Betty, are expecting to deduct medical expenses, there's two things that you need to keep in mind. The first 7.5% of your adjusted gross income is excluded. So using relatively simple numbers, if your adjusted gross income is $30,000, 7.5% would be 2,950. The first 2,950 of your medical expenses are not deductible. Everything above that is. So if you had a serious issue, you had a lot of out-of-pocket, and you were out-of-pocket $5,000. $2,950 is not deductible, but $2,050 would be. The second thing that you need to keep in mind is that it may not matter. It absolutely may not matter unless, as a single person, your deductions are higher than $12,000. Whereas a married couple, if your deductions are higher than $24,000, you won't be itemizing anyway, whether they're medical deductions, real estate taxes, charitable contributions, etc. You won't be deducting unless they are higher than $12,000 for a single taxpayer, $24,000 for a married couple, because that's the new standard deduction. And a standard deduction is an option that allows you to forego the paperwork, forego the itemization, forego Schedule A, and simply agree with Uncle Sam that $24,000 or $12,000 is an appropriate number, and off you go. The only way for you to know if it's an appropriate number, sadly, is at least quickly or in a rough fashion, do your calculation as if you were going to itemize. And if you're a single person and your itemized deductions total up to be $14,000, you do want to itemize. If you're a married couple and they total $30,000, you do want to itemize. The IRS estimates about 10% of Americans will itemize, 90% will not need to. 610-720-7900. We go right to the phones. We talk to Tom. Tom, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you?
I have a question about pension. I have a state pension from New Jersey, from the police pension system, which was the strongest pension system in the country until a number of governors took turns just stealing all the money out of it.
As I've heard, yes.
Well, the current governor is apparently bent on seeing how fast he can bankrupt the state. And when that happens, what's going to happen to the people depending on that pension?
It is a very fair question. If it were a private pension, a corporate pension, the answer is pretty simple. There's a backup system. There's an insurance system that provides a fail-safe, so that if your AT&T pension, if I'm not suggesting they would, Bethlehem Steel, let's use that as a good example. Bethlehem Steel went bankrupt. Their pension was kaput. And just kind of as the governors of New Jersey did, the leaders, financial leaders of the Bethlehem Steel pension did not pay attention. They were not working in the best interest of the employees. And when that pension went bankrupt, what's known as the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, stepped in and made sure that those pensions were paid up to a limit. It's a limit of about $40,000-$42,000 bucks a year. So some of the folks who were getting very, very high pensions, yeah, they got stiffed. But the ones that were getting quote-unquote normal pensions, they still get their pensions and they're fine. I don't know for a fact that the state of New Jersey or any state is part of the PBGC. I don't know if that's a requirement because as sadly you and I have experienced, the politicians are very quick to require you and I to do all kinds of stuff they don't require themselves to do. So if the state of New Jersey declares bankruptcy, or more importantly, if that pension fund is bankrupt, if they are part of the PBGC, the pensions up to that $40,000-$42,000 a year should be fine. If they're not, I'm not 100% sure. They still have the contractual obligation. Will the state be forced to pay that out of current tax revenues? I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to make a couple phone calls and see if somebody that's in the pension world has a much clearer understanding. But if they are part of the PBGC, folks will be fine. If they're not, my suspicion is they'll meet those obligations as best they can out of tax revenues.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tom. God bless. 610-720-7900. It is sad when we discuss political issues versus or governmental issues is a better way to phrase that versus the private sector. A private company, corporation that promises pension benefits is required by law to be part of a system that will bail them out if they should make really bad choices or if they simply run out of money. I sadly suspect that the governments have exempted themselves from that that requirement that they have imposed on other folks. I am prayerful that I'll find out for Tom's benefit that the state of New Jersey is part of the PBGC. And that his risk is little or none. That's my hope, but we shall find. We'll find out, and we'll let Tom know on next week's show. PBGC ? 610-720-7900. I got an email this week from one of our most loyal listeners and a good friend and a client of ours, and he writes that. He had gotten solicitation from a legal group discussing Medicaid asset protection trusts and asking if that's something that he and his wife should be involved in. And sadly, these types of trusts we have seen in the past have a very, very low rate of success. That's the experience that we have seen, very low rate of success. And more importantly, the individual, the attorney, the legal group that's offering that has an even worse rate of success. In our experience, having seen them, fees are extraordinarily high, and the product that they produce is literally no more valuable than what someone could achieve for a third of the price or 20% of the price. In my opinion, they are overpriced to the tune of 300-500%. That's pretty dramatic. Now, I'm not naming names, obviously, but as part of the More Than Money family, as part of our More Than Money universe, we look to not just ourselves, but to the rest of our family to help us gather this kind of information about, well, to be fair, about all kinds of providers, attorneys, of course, accounting firms, of course, but all types of providers, whether they be entertainment venues. All right, I'm a little prejudiced, but I love the State Theater. We're happy to give you some feedback there because we've attended a number of events, lots of places. So this sharing of information, this cross-pollinization, if you will, is very, very useful. Very, very useful. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have found, as we have found, a number of legal groups, attorneys in particular, specifically, who provide outstanding service for a very reasonable cost. So an exceptional value, very, very good service at a very reasonable cost. If you find, whether it's a service or a product or a company, that you've bumped into that either you've had a unfortunately bad experience, or just as importantly, a wonderful experience. Please let us know, and be part of that kind of sharing of that information. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. That works very, very well. And then that gives us a little more information for our database, folks who ask questions about referrals and who do we talk to about certain things or who do we not talk to about certain things. It is one of the examples I will give often, particularly to our business owner clients, is that the difference in cost between a really stinky, that's a technical, financial technical term, really stinky, technical term, really stinky 401k plan and a world-class 401k plan. One that would be the envy of any employee coast to coast. The difference in cost is virtually zero. And I say virtually zero only as to kind of CYA, because it, in my experience, it's zero. But virtually zero, fundamentally, you can have a really junky 401k plan or a world-class plan and pay absolutely no more. So why would you have a junky one? It's because you didn't know. You didn't know that there was a world-class option. Now you do. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Jim. Jim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene. I have a statement here from an American fund, Capital Group.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 529 fund I set up for my granddaughter.
Sure.
I put
$1,000
in to start it, so she's only 4 years old. So I figure I have a lot of time yet. But it's down 11% constantly. It's only a year old, but is that normal that these funds drop that fast?
Depending on the fund that you have selected, the answer is, of course. Depending on the fund that you've selected, the answer could very well be, heck no. The American Funds 529 plan is one of the most highly respected 529 plans that's available today. It's the state of Virginia plan is the sponsor. It's college. The college plan is sponsored
right, yeah.
by the state of Virginia. And they have within their menu of investment options, I'm going by memory, but it's at least 20, perhaps more, different investment options. If you picked a very aggressive plan or a very aggressive option, you have, could you be down 11% for a year? Sure. If you picked a very aggressive option, it is very likely that in addition to being down a lot last year, in the month of January, you were up dramatically. Wouldn't surprise me if in January you were up 8 or 9%. You had dropped your phone. I didn't hear the initial contribution. How much did you put in?
$5,000.
You can divide that into many different pieces and smooth out your ride. For a young person who's 4 years old, you've got a long period of time. I would encourage you to stay in the stock market side. But the American Funds lineup has lots of different flavors of stock market investments. With $5,000, I think they require $250 for each fund. I wouldn't do 20 funds, but I might very well do 8 or 10 different funds.
I wasn't aware. My tax accountant set it up for me.
Apparently, your tax accountant.
I have no idea.
Yeah, apparently, your tax accountant has very, very little more idea than you do. So you've got to make sure that somebody's taking a peek at this who knows what they're doing. And by the way, there's no cost for 10 funds versus one or two. And you should be able to get a very nice diversified portfolio with no trouble whatsoever. I will warn you that you can't make these changes often. I think twice a year is what they're currently limited to. So I would get on the horn on Monday. I would get this adjusted, and I think you'll be happier going forward.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, sir. God bless. 610-720-7900. Should we take this real quick? Let's go to the phones, and we'll say, Barry, we've got a minute or so before our break. What's your question for us?
Yeah, real quick, Gina, what's the difference between a 401k and a pension? Is pension actually stock in the company that you're working for?
Very good question. Actually, no. The difference is that a 401k is an investment plan that the employee controls, and selects the investments. The money goes into the plan out of the employee's pocket. With a pension plan, it is a promise by the company or the organization, governmental or otherwise, that they will pay that employee a specific monthly pension when they retire for the rest of their lives. So it's a very, very different type of product.
As long as the company's in business.
Well, or not, because the pensions are separate organizations. So even if a company goes bankrupt, the pension should still be in good shape.
All righty, ma'am. Be safe.
God bless you, sir. God bless. 610-720-7900. A lot of questions about pensions for good reason. Pensions are not always easily understood. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I've got a fistful of emails. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Kagan Morris of Ash Brokerage will be joining us to talk about fixed indexed annuities. Most importantly, we want to answer your questions. 610-720-7900. After this, on More Than Money. Don't you talk so foolish now. Of course I can offer explanations. All right, that's about as far as my Pennsylvania Dutch takes me. But I thought that was appropriate. Punxsutawney Phil. Isn't Punxsutawney Phil Pennsylvania Dutch? Lutheran? I don't know. I guess he's Groundhoggian. Isn't there a scientific name for groundhog? Hoggus groundus or something. I mean, it's... Earth is chewous. I don't know. 610-720. That's my saving grace right there. Please save me. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. 9 o'clock hour, Kagan Morris of Ash Brokers talking about fixed indexed annuities. I have a fistful of questions for him about how do they work and... Lots of folks are saying there's just no fees, and where's the pros, where's the cons, where is it a good fit? But we have an email. My mom is almost 90 and sharp as a tack. Very cool. She listens to your show every week and loves it. There you go. She's absolutely right. She's sharp as a tack. Mom has 3 children, 7 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Good for her. Mom's always been a collector. Coins, art, books, some really wonderful stuff, and some very valuable. She has very specific intentions as to who gets what. She also has read horror stories where valuables walk away. She has that in quotes, walk away as soon as someone passes. What is the best way to ensure mom's things get where she wants them to go and they don't walk away? Wow, very good. I'm going to give you an idea. There's no one idea. I mean, the traditional is that you make an inventory. The traditional is that you name things in your will. The traditional is if you're working with an estate planning attorney who does not want to lose his or her mind, that you have a will that references a letter, and the letter outlines an inventory and the recipient of each of the items in the inventory. All of that works. It also, especially if somebody is approximately 90 years old, it can take a tremendous amount of time and be very frustrating just from the standpoint of you got to write it down, you've got to describe it, you've got to say, who does this go to, you say, where is it located, et cetera, et cetera. And it can be a bit daunting. What I would suggest to you is that you strongly consider assisting your mom in walking through her collections and to be fair, walking through her home with a video camera. So, for example, in your example, the issue is she doesn't want things to walk away. It does happen. You're absolutely right. somebody's in hospice, somebody passes away, and while most of the family is gathered with the loved one, somebody in the family, there's almost always at least one, you know what I'm saying? Somebody in the family's back at mom's house. And things that you know for a fact were in that drawer and they had been in that drawer for 30 years are now missing. And it's very, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. So walking through your mom's home with a video camera obviously with a microphone, she can literally do an entire room in about 10 minutes. And this has a dual purpose. It's not only good for carrying out her instructions at her passing, but it's also very good as a very good record should there be the need for an insurance claim. What if there were a fire? What if there were a theft? What if there was water damage? What if? For most folks, the idea of making an insurance claim when they're, for example, when their home has burned, is crazy talk. Because if I sat you down 5 miles from your house and said, I need you to remember everything that's in your living room, I don't think you could possibly do it. Could you get really close? Sure. Could you get 80% of it? I would think so. But could you miss 20%? And could that 20% represent thousands of dollars? Sure. With a video camera, you start in this corner and you go, this is that painting. Oh, yeah, your dad and I bought that in the early 60s. We got that at an auction. I think we paid a couple $100. I want that to go to your sister. And then we go over a little bit. Oh, that's that needle point that I made years and years ago that your brother's always loved. I want to make sure that that goes to your brother. And with a video camera, of course, you're documenting this. You're getting all the detail. Oh, and in the bookcase, this is my collection of Fabergé eggs. I'm sorry. It was the silliest thing I could think of because I think those are silly. But at any rate, and it doesn't matter how small they are, you can get with the video camera, you can get very detailed. And if even if there's an entire bookcase, it's got 40 of these in 10 minutes. Mom can say, this first one we got, we paid this. This one should go to your sister. This one goes to my granddaughter. This one goes, etc. And even to the extent of, and this can be very challenging if you do it otherwise in a different way, jewelry. Very often mom has certain pieces that she wants to go to certain, either a daughter, a granddaughter, great-granddaughter. And this, again, videotape can be, and I keep saying videotape, please, a video. What, pixels? Digits? You get the idea. Videotaping the entire house allows her to kill two birds with one stone, have a very detailed record for insurance purposes, have a very detailed record for estate planning purposes. Can be very, very useful. Now, it is my understanding, and if we have an estate planning attorney out there listening who will correct me, I like being corrected because I like giving good information. I like giving correct information to my audience. It's my understanding that currently videotaped wills are not considered valid in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, that may very well have changed. I would actually encourage, if the state has not changed that, to change it. So I'm not suggesting necessarily that this videotape would be in place of her documents. I would say quite to the contrary. Does she need very, very good estate planning documents? Yes. And might the estate planning attorney even want recordings to be memorialized in writing in some way, shape, or form? Yes. But again, videotape, first of all, you're going to spend a couple hours with your mom, which is fabulous. She's going to love it. You're going to love it. I would encourage her to not just say, yeah, that painting goes to your brother, but to say, your father and I got that when we were on a trip to Pittsburgh, and it was a really cool time, and we really loved that adventure, and give the backstory. You want to talk about taking something from that's very nice, that was my mom's, to this is really, really special to me because I know the story behind it. Give her the opportunity to do that. I think both of you will have an amazing experience, and I know your mom will appreciate it. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, sir?
Just an observation. I live in a senior community, people from 65 to 100, and they've gone through downsizing. I've done it with my mother-in-law, and as they get older, and we did the same for ourselves, and I'm only 72, that we just gave it to whoever was supposed to get in the first place.
Well, that's very wise.
It was simple. Yeah. It avoided a lot of things, and mom got the enjoyment saying, yep, Susie got the picture, and such-and-such got the coin collection. Now it's out of the house. It's where it belongs.
Tim, I appreciate that. I appreciate your observation very, very much. It is absolutely true that there's an alternative I had not yet considered that could even be way more fun. Now, should she still do the videotape for insurance purposes? She should. But if mom's almost 90 and she has very specific intentions, seeing the person that she loves receive something that she loves now, you're absolutely right. How much more fun would that be? She could plan out weeks and weeks and weeks of these kinds of gifting parties and have a great deal of fun doing it.
It was a good feeling for us, Gene, to see our kids get it now. And when we moved here, and we were only 68 when we moved here, and to see the joy, they got it. Now it's there, for them. And we were good with that, same with our parents when they did for us.
Well, I am so glad that you called. I think it's a fabulous idea, and I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you have a good day. Thanks.
You too, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Fabulous idea. It's a great idea. In her own way, my mom did the same thing, but she did something slightly different because my mom was slightly different. Over the years, mom collected all kinds of memory items for each of us. Mom had 6 children. Sadly, I lost her brother in Vietnam. But for the remaining 5 kids, she had saved all kinds of stuff, yearbooks and photographs and newspaper clippings and bail bond forms and wanted posters from the news. I'm kidding. I was just kidding. Apparently, whatever kidding it wasn't that funny. Okay. It was missing the funny part. It was just a joke. She saved all kinds of stuff. So she had, in a very small house, she had quite a bit of stuff that was accumulated that really wasn't hers. It wasn't like she had collected some stuff for herself. It was all about her children. And I got a phone call, a good 5 or 6 years before she passed, saying, here's the situation. I have all this stuff that I have saved for you. It's in 4 boxes. It's on the dining room table. Come and get it by Friday. Because Saturday is trash day. It was fabulous. Great fun. Oh, what a pistol she was. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. A quick comment about the Friday's jobs report. Very good jobs report. Oh, my gosh. On the heels of a couple 100,000 jobs created in December, another 300,000 jobs created in January. Very, very good indeed. And in case you have not yet heard, Punxsutawney Phil predicts a quick end to winter. Spring is on its way. And with the whole part about predicting spring, he has been 100% correct. Every year since he has started, spring has arrived. Eventually. 610-720-7900. I believe a young lady is writing this. My mom passed away 3 years ago. She left her estate equally to me, my sister, and my brother. She named my sister as the executor. Mom's biggest asset was her home. The estate appraisal said it was worth $265,000. My sister decided to put on the market for $365,000 because she thought it was worth a lot more. She then moved into mom's house. She said it was better to sell a home with someone living there instead of empty. We finally settled on the house 3 weeks ago for $240,000. My sister has been paying the estate, the real estate taxes, almost $15,000, and the utilities. I'm not even sure what that would be, and a lot of other stuff for the house out of the estate account. All the while, she's been living there rent-free. So, in essence, she spent $25,000 or $30,000, a third of which would have gone to her anyway, but the other two-thirds, $20,000, would have gone to the writer of this email and the brother. My brother is so disgusted, he just walked away. He doesn't talk to my sister at this point and doesn't plan to in the future. Ouch. I know that what she's done is wrong and at the very least immoral, but is it something we can sue her for? Is it worth suing her for? Goodness, I am so sorry. Can you sue her? Sure. Should you sue her? Probably not. You ended up selling the house for less than what it was originally appraised for. There will be a slight tax deduction that you'll get for that loss because it was worth $265,000 3 years ago. You sold her for a net of $240,000. You're going to have a deduction. That'll help a little bit. Someone should be very clear with your sister. Probably not you. Probably, obviously not your brother. He's not speaking to her. Someone should be very clear with your sister that what she's done is improper. And maybe an attorney, maybe an accountant. If the estate has an attorney, then the attorney has not been up to snuff because he or she should have been chastising her along the way. Rent-free, inappropriate. As the executor, it's her responsibility to act in the best interest of the estate and all of the beneficiaries. If she had rented the home to me over the last 3 years, and the home should have rented for $1,500 a month, $18,000 a year, that's something in excess of $50,000 that needs to be accounted for. In my opinion, that would be deducted from her share of the proceeds. Wouldn't that be interesting? Somebody should point all this out to her. It should not be you. If you have some confidence in either the attorney or the accountant that's helping with the estate, that would be the right place to go. Would I make a polite request? Would I push the issue a bit? I would. Would I sue? I probably would not. The cost of the legal fees alone would probably eat up whatever you might potentially secure. But let's be clear, your sister has, she's made some interesting choices, none of which have benefited you. Yeah, you've got to take her to task. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Bill. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you, sir?
I'm just doing fine. It was minus 19 Thursday morning up here in New Tripolio. You asked for the Latin name of a groundhog.
Okay.
It is Marmota monax. And that comes from the Guide to the Mammals of Pennsylvania by Joseph F. Merritt.
Marmota monax.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate that very much, sir.
Yeah, it's real important, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun, my friend. It's a lot of fun.
Good day, Gene.
God bless you, sir. Marmota monax. Hey, up in New Tripoli, you got to know this kind of stuff. New Tripoli is cool. I have a lot of friends up there. I have a lot of people I really love. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Betty. Betty, good morning. Betty, good morning.
Question on the limitation for the medical deduction.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one other question here that, as you know, this information trickles out from the IRS in dribbles and drabbles. But I thought I read, that if you were over 65 and married filing jointly, that your standard deduction would be $26,000. That was a crumb that was shown, that was thrown to the seniors because we didn't get the deduction, the cut in tax because we don't have a paycheck.
I believe you are correct. I'm again at the mercy of my tax experts in the office, Diane and Daryl and Sue. So they will confirm that for me. And you and I are going to have an ongoing relationship right on through tax season, Betty, because again, I'll promise you, I believe that you are correct. It's 26,000. I will confirm that. And if I don't get a confirmation by email this morning, I'll let you know again next week.
I tell you what, Gene, for some strange reason or other, I've heard other people talk about that standard deduction,
mm-hmm.
but they all failed to mention about for the seniors.
I have heard this. I haven't confirmed it for myself on the 26,000, so I want to make sure I can confirm that, but hopefully you're correct. That'll help a little bit.
Sure will.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Betty.
Goodbye.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Starting with 3 weeks ago, I made mention of where you might find an item on the tax return, and I was wrong. So we had a fair number of our listeners correct me because the new tax forms are so totally, radically, incredibly different. Last week was the medical deduction limitations. This week it's the standard deduction. I think we're seeing a pattern here. I think we're also seeing a demonstration of why we have income tax experts under the roof of More Than Money in the world headquarters between Bethlehem and Nazareth. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Diane. Diane, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hi. Gene, I have a question about life insurance.
Sure.
And then I have a bit of trivia about Punxsutawney Phil.
Excellent.
If you want to hear it. My husband, unbeknownst to me, bought an insurance policy for himself from ARP. And he's paying $255 a month for $25,000. And my calculation says that in 8 years, if he is still alive, he will have put in the $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's trying to decide whether he should keep it or not. Do you have any recommendations on that? He's in good health. He's 78. He plays tennis singles 3 times a week. He's somewhat overweight, but, you know, everything is controlled. So mm-hmm. He's in good health.
If he were to pass away today and you were to receive $25,000 or not, would it make a major impact on your ability to be happy and healthy after his passing?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
Then I would discontinue this immediately.
I would put
the $250. If he's concerned about it, God bless him. That's wonderful. Tell him to put the $255 in a bank account each month. And in 7 or 8 years, celebrate that he has a paid-up $25,000 account for you. And then live another 10 or 15 years just for fun.
Yes. Okay. That was my feeling on it. So I'm glad to hear you say the same thing.
Very good.
My bit of trivia is that Groundhog Day was first celebrated in Germany, but it was a hedgehog. But when they came to America, there weren't that many hedgehogs, so they adopted a groundhog instead.
Nice.
So it was the Germans, of course.
Of course. Well, thank
you. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Diane. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Hedgehogs. Have you ever seen a hedgehog, like, out in the wild?
Sonic.
At Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog. Ah, yeah. But just, like, walking around, you're like, I mean, you've seen groundhogs 1,000 times or 10,000 times, but a hedgehog, no. So you'd have to be a little flexible. If you move to America and you get this whole hedgehog thing going, hedgehog, groundhog, sounds very similar. Why don't we shift gears a little? Let's not get all Germanic on it. And, you see how I did that? Oh, come on. 610-720-7900. How much time do we have? Okay. With a minute to go, we are expecting a phone call this morning from Kagan Morris, a good friend of ours from Ash Brokerage. He's in the Midwest. Hopefully he's been listening to our show on iHeartMedia. while he's waiting, but we're going to talk about fixed indexed annuities. So we hope. So you're going to find out here in a few minutes, just as I will, whether or not we've got this all locked in. So 610-720-7900 works very well. During the interview, if you have a question, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. And, of course, if you're further afield and if you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you want to listen to Kagan's interview, go to morethanmoneyonline.com, hit the Listen Live button, and you're going to get it in spades. Spades. Hey, Super Bowl this weekend. 610-720-7900 after this on More Than Money.